Hello, this is Dustin with Omax Health giving you a call back.
Oh, thank you for taking the time to do that. Appreciate it. I'm calling in regards to I had an order come in that I didn't order, and I wanted to ask you on the card that I charged, do you have the last four numbers of that card? My name's Dan Bartel.
Well, if you'll give me a moment to get the
Oh,
account
sure,
pulled up,
absolutely.
I can definitely see if we have that for you.
Thank you.
And
First of all, I want
you
to ask you
mind?
how are you doing today? I always ask my tell my wife, I want to know if they're happy, or how they doing. Okay, because that's more important thing.
Well, thank you. I'm doing good today.
Good,
And do you
good,
mind
great.
spelling your last name for me
Sure.
to make sure I have that spelled correctly?
Yes. Bartell. That's Bartell. B like a boy. Bartell.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so that I can make sure I do have the correct account located, do you mind verifying the shipping address for me, please?
Sure, absolutely. 16340 Lower Harbor Road, Suite 1, Number 4, Brookings, Oregon, 97415.
Thank you. And that'll take me just a second to see what that would have been for you.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to know where I'm calling to. If you're having snow right now, are you in the cold areas of the world today?
We are in Maine.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's snow. Beautiful. Maine is beautiful. I sometimes would be able to watch some of the programs they have on Maine, and it's, well, a lot of lakes.
Yes, and so I'm showing the last four on that card was 0076 for the last order we have on file.
0076. No, I'm off automatic shipping, right?
If you give me just a second to double check that for you, just to make sure, it won't take me but a second. Yes, I'm showing with the account that pulled up for me, there is no automatic shipments.
And so the $116.95 that I was charged my account, that went through okay, right?
Okay, so I'm showing that the last order that we had was an order done on 4/27 of 2018.
Oh no, this I oh Max here. I've got a product here that I had. Hold on, let me get my glove off. Starting to do dishes. I have in front of me. Hold on. Let's see where my dates are. Ship date was 12/23/20, and it was for OM Sleep, 60 quality of 3 for $116.95 that was charged to my account.
Well, if you'll give me just a moment to see if I may be able to track that down for you, it'll take me one
Oh,
moment.
it take your time. I'll have to do the dishes then right then.
Thank you. Okay, so I did locate that for you, and I am showing there was an order done on 12/23 of 2020 for Omex Sleep. So I
Right.
am showing that one did go through, and I am showing there is no automatic shipments. The automatic shipments have been stopped.
Oh, good. Because what happened was I didn't order that automatic because I had plenty left. I'm having a surgery done on my throat because I can't swallow any of my medicines. They're larger than what they are. And so I was going through a dispute with to have that put back in my account and ship back the extras I have. But I'm at a standstill right now because I don't know if you would consider putting it back on my account or not, 116.95.
Well, if you'll give me just a moment to look over the account and see what I may be able to see and see what I can do, it'll take just a moment.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And I really do want to thank you for your patience, as that is taking me just one moment.
Oh, I'm fine, hon. I just thank you. I'm thankful for getting hold of somebody and maybe can resolve this.
You're very welcome. Okay, and I do believe I may see what can be done. However, it'll take me just one more second to look a little further. That way I can make sure I do give you the correct information.
Oh, absolutely, honey. Just take your time. Appreciate your help.
You're very welcome.
I've always been nice, but I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer a little over a year ago, and going through these treatments is not a fun thing to do, but got, you know, wife of 41 years, and so I'm just get gratitude every day. Just gratitude for people like you and people that help us, you know, and if we can resolve things we can and do the best we can.
Well, you're very welcome. Okay, so after looking over the account, it does look like you said you had disputed the charge with your bank, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So since you have disputed the charge with your bank, we would need your bank to call in and let us know that they would be willing to drop the dispute before we would be able to issue a refund.
Well, Coach, so then so I'll call them, and I got to tell you something. Just look over my notes. And I thought this was charged on my Navy account. I made all kinds of notes here, just, you know, keep abreast of what's going on. And you gave me the number, that's why I asked for it. It's 0076, it's my Wells Fargo. So I don't have you in dispute with the bank, the right bank, because I called Navy today and they said they dropped all of the what was going on with that because of not information or whatever. So the Lord just, I don't know, I just, what it is today, if you give me that number, the card is my Visa card. And,
Can you give me a moment to double check that to make sure I gave you the correct number? And that number I gave you was for the other account that we had pulled up with that old charge. So if you'll give me a second to double check the last four of this
order. Maybe I'm not losing it all. I'll losing my mind.
Well, yes, I completely understand. So I am showing the car, last four of the car we have for this order is 8971.
Yeah, okay. That was the one. That was right then. I'm not losing my marbles. What I've got left. So, yeah, so they dropped the, today I called and they said they dropped they call it, but they go to the fraudulent, part of the what it is. It's under that title. So they dropped the dispute. So I thought I must be out $116.95, but it's fine. It's just money. It's just, but I don't know if you could do anything about it or not.
Well, yes, we would be more than happy to assist you with a refund. We would just have to hear from the bank on the recorded line that they have dropped the dispute. If the bank calls in and lets us know they dropped the dispute, we'd be more than happy to assist with that.
Oh, well, wonderful. Okay, let me put something here. So, I just need to call them back, tell them so what's a good number to contact you with?
Yes, the exact same number that you called on would be the number they would call, as I will notate the account, and whoever they speak with will be able to assist them.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now it's 800-765-6691.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. Well, thank you for your help, and I wish I could talk to a supervisor and give you 5 stars for being so professional, your courtesy, your kindness, and your wisdom, and just being a nice person.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. If you would like, I can definitely get you over to my supervisor, if you would like.
And your first name is, what's your first name?
My name is Dustin.
Oh, that's a neat name, Dustin. Okay, Dustin, that'd be great. I'd love to talk to him and just tell him how patient and how helpful you were. I sure appreciate it.
Well, great. I can definitely get you over to them. It'll take just a second.
Oh, you bet.
And I do want to thank you for your patience. It is taking just one more second. I am getting over there right now.
Well, Dustin, thank you so much, and I hope you have a really great was it? We got February, Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
I started to say Thanksgiving, but wait a minute, that's a little further down the road. So, Dustin? Oh, okay.